The first of the 1996 Nobel Prizes was awarded today. The Swedish Academy honored 73-year-old Polish poet Wisława Szymborska with a literature prize. It's the richest Nobel cash award so far, $1,120,000. In its statement, the Academy says Szymborska's poetry is finely chiseled yet free of mannerism. NPR's Dean Olscher reports.
This is probably the last thing that Wisława Szymborska wanted to happen. Of course, it's nice to be recognized, and the money isn't so bad either, but Szymborska is a famously shy person. When she was reached at a resort in the Carpathian Mountains today by a Polish radio station, the interview lasted less than a minute.
Of course, first of all, I wanted to congratulate. Congratulations. Thank you very much. And a silly question. How do you feel? Well, now, so far, I'm terribly shocked. And I would really like to just lie down, close my eyes, but this is not possible. Yes. Could you tell me whether you expected this prize? No. I thought somebody else was going to get it. Aren't you afraid that this is going to change your life, that you're going to do things that you haven't done before? Yes. So far, I think that within the nearest future, for sure, I won't have the calm that I've always dreamt about. But it's too bad. Was it your biggest dream? Pardon me?
Hello?
No more questions. Thank you. Hello?
The rest of the day, the hotel receptionist declined even to answer the phone.
She's a shy, a modest person, and for her, it will be a terrible burden, this prize.
Polish poet Czesław Miłosz won the Nobel Prize for Literature in 1980. He said, based on his experience, it will be very hard for Szymborska to spend time on her work, which, he says, reflects her personality.
She is very reticent in her poetry also. This is not a poetry where she reveals her personal life. It's very objective, very from looking at things from a distance. Not a subjective poetry.
People who know Wisława Szymborska and her poetry talk about her wit and her modernism. Claire Kavanaugh, who has translated Szymborska into English, likens her to the American poet Emily Dickinson.
She's kind of the same thing, where she seems like you're getting it all right in at first glance. But the deeper you go, the more she's talking about. And she's actually dealing with all the same big issues that all the sort of Eastern European bard poets deal with history and fate and human responsibility, politics, destiny, death, whatever. But she does it in this really light and charming way.
Kavanaugh also says it's especially hard to translate Szymborska's poetry, partly because she writes from many points of view.
She looks at things from an angle you would never think of looking at from yourself in a million years. Very commonplace things that suddenly you see in an absolutely new light. And there's one stunning poem that's an elegy. It's about the death of someone close to her that's done from the point of view of the person's cat.
Cat in an empty apartment. Die. You can't do that to a cat, since what can a cat do in an empty apartment? Climb the walls? Rub up against the furniture? Nothing seems different here, but nothing is the same. Nothing has been moved, but there's more space. And at night time, no lamps are lit. Footsteps on the staircase, but there are new ones. The hand that puts fish on the saucer has changed too. Something doesn't start at its usual time. Something doesn't happen as it should. Someone was always here, then suddenly disappeared, and stubbornly stays disappeared. Every closet has been examined. Every shelf has been explored. Excavations under the carpet turned up nothing. A commandment was even broken. Paper scattered everywhere. What remains to be done? Just sleep and wait. Just wait till he turns up. Just let him show his face. Will he ever get a lesson on what not to do to a cat? Sidle toward him as if unwilling, and ever so slow on visibly offended paws, and no leaps or squeals, at least to start.
Cat in an Empty Apartment, written by Wisława Szymborska, winner today of the 1996 Nobel Prize for Literature. I'm Dean Olscher.